Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pint. I feel like I'm really loud. I think that's just in my head, though. I don't know. I don't know how any of this goes. It's not a show. It's a happy hour, so sometimes things just are not set up the way that they're supposed to be, because that's the way it works. As you jump on the live stream, please tell me what you're drinking, because that's the whole point of us. Point of this is for us to have a beer together. I have so many drinks sitting here next to me, like all of the drinks hanging out. We're going to play a fun little game to decide what I drink. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. But like I said, tell me what it is you're drinking. Some of you are already jumping right on it and telling me. Let's see. Josh is having High Grain Dunkel and says it's very tasty. I can attest to that. I've had their Dunkel before, and it is very tasty. Julia is having Little Fish Spite and Malice, a big old Belgian triple, or tripel, depending on how you pronounce it. She says it is, as Matt says, delightful. Zach is not telling us what he's drinking. It's a secret, but he says good interview with Blake this week. We'll talk about that. Ryan is having, a Palatamavi Czech style amber lager from Streetside. I think I said that right. Probably not. I probably didn't pronounce that right. But I can get behind that. I love a good Czech amber lager. Let's see. Marco is having Psychopathy. Zach says, hi, Marco. Zach is still not telling us what he's drinking. Just delightful, not glorious or majestic. Okay. Zach says, still need to find a beer. Zach can't find a beer. That's a problem. Somebody help Zach find a beer. Okay. Oh, Chris is having a 1791 Oktoberfest. That sounds good also. I'm going to open a beer here in a second. And I think I gave it away a couple weeks ago, what I was going to be drinking. I think I'm frozen on something. Nope, it's coming back. If anybody has any trouble with the live stream, tell me, because I'm looking on multiple things here. Somebody tell me if you've got a problem. Okay, we're going to play a game for the schnappening. Oh, no, I didn't get a schnappening glass. Hang on. I need a glass. Okay. We're going to play a game. I have many schnapps in front of me here, next to me. I bet if I pull up the drink cam, you can see them down here. We've got all the schnapps all lined up. There are a couple that I would like to drink. I would like to drink Bekarovka. This is super delicious. I love Bekarovka. This Nixta is also delicious. I would like to drink that. However, it would not be fun if everything was things that I would like to drink. So we'll throw some Malort into this game. Malort. All right. Here's the game. We're going to go with a dice game. We're going to go with one dice. A die, I believe, is what you call it. This is a standard six-sided die. However, the one side, I don't know if you guys can see this. I can't even get to the buttons anymore. Hang on. The one side is Polyplius. There he is. Polyplius. If I land the Polyplius, we got to drink the Malort. If we get, what do we think? Let's say even, I drink Bekarovka, because there's a better chance of that, and that's what I really want to drink. And then we go odd. We'll drink Nixta. So basically, we don't want to roll a Polyplius. Okay, let's get all these out of the way here. Get them just over out of the way. I need a bigger table. All right, dice game. Okay. He's in there. I don't know if you can see that. You probably can't see that. I don't know how to get light in there. He's in there. Here he is. Okay. All right. Do we want to take a bet? Okay. I need all of you to pick a number, and if your number comes up, you got to drink a shot of Malort. Okay? That's the rule. I'm going to do Malort with a 1, with a Pleiplius. Evens, I'm drinking Bekarovka. Odds, I'm drinking Nixta. Who's drinking a shot of Malort? Come on, you guys, pick a number. All right, Zach says 4. If a 4 comes up, Zach drinks Malort. Ryan, if a 3 comes up, Ryan drinks Malort. Come on, Julia. Josh. Get in here, guys. All right, 7, a 3. Okay. There's a lot of 3s coming up here. Marco with a 5. All right. Okay. Josh says, we haven't bought a bottle of Malort. Yeah, it's fine. We'll make it happen. I don't have any more left in the house. It doesn't have to be tonight. Josh says, it's a 1. I feel it. Okay. If it's a 1, I'm going to kick it up again. Keep it rolling because I don't want to feel that 1. I really, really want an even number. I want that Bekarovka. All right. Here we go. It is a 5. Marco got a 5. Marco's got to drink Malort. I don't think Marco's got Malort in the house either. Okay. It's a 5. I don't know if you guys can see that. I promise it's a 5. There. You can see it there. Look. Look, it's a 5. There it is. All right. That means I drink Nixta. Man, I really wanted... I could break the rules, but I'm not going to. Uh-oh. Wrong button. You can't break rules if you make the rules, right? There's some kind of rule about that. Zach says, I'm going to drink an other half IPA tonight. And Ryan says, Marco wins. Yeah, well, we all win. All right. For the schnappening, Nixta. This is corn. Liqueur de elote. I think that means liquor of the corn or something like that. I don't actually know what it means. Corn liquor. I can smell it. Ah, it smells like corn. Yeah, we've drank this before. I don't need to go into too many details. It's corn booze. Oh. I think I described this before as what did I call this? Like Mexican moonshine? Is that what I called it? I don't know. I don't know what I called this. It's just very corny. It's very corny, but not in a bad way. It's like it tastes like tortillas. Like it's good if I remember right. Let's see if I remember right. It smells good. Oh yeah. It definitely has like that moonshiny kind of flavor. And I say that in a really good way. Oh, that's good. Oh yeah. That's tasty. All right. The dice favored me tonight. Did not favor Marco. Marco will be drinking Malort at some point. And not that I'm encouraging anybody to drink anything. I don't know how this goes anymore with Facebook. I cannot encourage you to drink because somehow I will get blocked on something, banned from something. I don't understand how. We'll talk about it in a minute. Oh, it's so good. If I was going to encourage anybody to drink, if I was going to do that, which I would never do that. If I was going to, I would encourage people to drink this. It's like corn. It starts with corn, and it's like somebody soaked corn in booze, then wrung that corn out and drank it. There's like a little touch of like a rubbing alcohol kind of thing. I mean, it smells good. I know with that description, that didn't sound good. Chris says that Dorito dust has to contain cocaine. Yeah, we definitely cannot encourage that. Do not touch cocaine. That's bad. Cocaine is bad. I can say that without a doubt. I know that's against the rules. Yeah, that's good. Ooh, that's good. It's like it warms you up from the inside with like this corny happiness. Corny happiness, like me when I'm hanging out with my kids on a weekend trying to embarrass them. That's what that tastes like. Man, that's delicious. Where should we start? Where do we start with all of this? We should start with the we should start with the big topic for all of our favorite local breweries. But let's open a beer while we do that. We got beer. I teased this a couple weeks back. Mikkelin. This is a Ternove Pole. I think I said some part of that right. This says, I think it says the same thing on all of them. This is a Ukrainian beer in honor of the Mikkelin beer from Beervent. It says, in order to respect the old name of Ternopil and its history, our brewers made a new beer. Ternove Pole means slow field. In old times, on the slow blackthorn field began to grow a town, which today is called Ternopil. What? A delicious beer, soft, strong, and malty, but has ease. A specially selected variety of malt gives beer a rich taste. I feel like none of this makes any sense. Like, this is like a... Is this ChatGPT? Did ChatGPT write my label? Okay. It is 500 milliliters, 7.1% by volume. It just it doesn't say alcohol by volume. I assume that's what that means. And then the date. Oh, good. They put the date on there. And it says it was made on Monday 22. I don't know what that means. I don't know what... I'm not making this up. Okay, so there's... There we go. There's our 500 milliliters. And over here... See down there? There we go. Monday 22. This was made on a Monday in 2022, or the 22nd Monday, or the second Monday of the second month. I don't know. I don't know what this means. This doesn't help me. None of this helps me at all. Who comes up with this stuff? This is like if my mother was coming up with date coding. You want to hear a funny story about my mother? Let's do that. Skunky. The whole room smells like Pepe Le Pew. My mother evidently has been texting someone for the last like 5 years that is not me. My wife made some kind of comment today about something and she's like, oh, you know, you're like your mom said today in the text. And I said, honey, my mom didn't text me anything today. And she said, yes, she did. We were on a group text. Ryan says, what country is this from? It's from the Ukraine. Oh, man. It just smells like skunks. She said, yeah, she sent us a group text today. And I said, no, I didn't get any kind of group text today or non-group text. I got no text at all. And we pulled it up and I looked at it. And sure enough, it had my name, and it had my wife's name, and then I looked in my wife's contacts, and it was sending it to, like, a cell phone that used to be, like, a work phone that I had from a job that I had years ago, like, 5 years ago. I've not had this phone for at least 5 years, and they've been texting this person. I'm assuming somebody else has that number now at this point. They've just been texting them for years, like these group messages, like, I'm going to pick up the kids at 3 p.m. and like assuming that it was coming to me and it was not coming to me. I love that. And this person never said anything back. I actually can probably find out who that person is. And I'm going to do that now just to start messing with my family. Okay. Let me see if this still smells like skunks. It's going to smell like skunks. Yeah, oh, that's not good. Right here, it smells like a skunk. Here, it's bad. Here, it's like really offensive. Oh, man. What did this, like, say it was supposed to smell like or taste like again? Okay. In old times, on the slow field began to grow a town, which today is called Turnipeel. Delicious beer. Okay, it's supposed to be delicious. I don't know yet. I haven't tried it. It's supposed to be soft, strong, and malty, but has ease. Soft, strong, and malty, but has ease. Maybe ease is a bad translation for skunk. That could be what's happening here. A specially selected variety of malt gives beer a rich taste. Okay. I haven't tried it yet, so it could have a rich taste. Soft, strong, and malty, but has ease. Rich taste. That's what I'm looking for here. Okay. It looks soft. It looks strong. But it has skunk. Okay. Zach says, does it smell like that skunky weed hemp beer that Fat Diary? No, it's not like that. It's like it's just like light struck skunkiness. Okay. All right. I'm getting in here. Okay. Okay. Soft, strong, but it's got ease. Yeah, it's not bad. I think it's definitely skunky. This light has ruined this beer. Light has sent this beer down a different path than it was meant to go. But it's fine. It's a fine beer. It's not good. It's not good, but it's not terrible. Let's see. Ryan says, I just asked ChatGPT about the date. Not sure about the mon, but pretty sure 2022 is accurate. I don't know. Like it doesn't taste old. It just tastes skunky, which I guess could happen. Mon 22. I have no idea what it means. I don't even know how you could March. Man, I don't know how you could interpret that. Why do we have to make date codes complicated? Why can't it just say the date? I don't know. It's not important. It's not good. Julia says, my comment from earlier, the 22nd Monday of 2025 was June 2nd, which could track. That's possible. I don't know why you would do the 22nd. I don't know why somebody would date code like that. let's jump into tonight's topic. Is anything good for us anymore? I don't know. it depends who you ask. So I think I put these in. Okay, Facebook. There has been something that has happened with Facebook. There has been, I know hundreds of breweries. I'm going to say thousands of breweries, bars, distilleries, wineries, beer bars, wine bars, lots of alcohol places have been hit with this thing from Facebook or Meta or whatever you want to call it, this big beast that we all love. Like, look, that's where we're streaming this. We love Facebook, but they've all been hit with this thing. And I don't really understand what it is or what it means. But let me grab my notes just to make sure I don't miss anything here. Okay. It has shut down recommendations for all of these pages So you are no longer, if you are one of these pages that has been affected, which it is pretty much across the board, and there's a bunch of people freaking out about it, you are no longer being recommended to people. Now, within that statement, we need to unpack a couple things. Number one, what does that mean? Does that actually matter to anything? And number two, how does that affect things going forward? Number one, what does it mean? I don't know. I think what's happening here is that I think that they are trying, and I say they, meaning Facebook or Meta or whatever this company we want to call it, they are trying to limit the amount of pages that are promoting or selling, primarily selling, alcohol to people that are underage, which is not bad. I get it. They're trying to limit that. Within that boundary, though, they are now freaking a lot of businesses out. Because I think they have used some kind of AI to weed out these places and in turn shut pretty much everybody out of it. I don't know that it actually matters, because I don't know that it affects the reach that your page is having at all. And I say that with very, very limited data to back that up. I have a couple pages that I have access to that have been affected by this, that I'm kind of looking at their numbers, and it doesn't look like since this went into effect last week that really any of those numbers have changed. Doesn't look like it right now. Now, and I don't know that that's true across the board, but that's just my anecdotal evidence. Full disclosure, none of my pages have been affected, which is also kind of strange because I do talk about alcoholic beverages. I talk about other beverages that are a little more on the fringes of legality in some states that I am technically broadcast into. But I'm unaffected by it. I don't really understand how they have selected the pages that they have. But it seems like it is pretty universally retailers, which if you read into Facebook's rules, shouldn't affect anything. Julia says you aren't selling beverages. No, but the people that are selling beverages are doing it legally. And in Facebook's like their rules, like, if I was going to say that somebody is more at risk of having some kind of ban hammer smashed over their head, it's the people that are not legally selling it but are promoting it. That should be the ones probably getting punished versus the ones that are legally selling it. None of it makes any sense, I guess, is where I'm kind of going with this. I don't understand what exactly is happening. I don't understand why it's all happening, and I certainly don't understand if it actually makes any difference at all. But there are a lot of people that are freaking out about it. Luckily, none of the people that I am aligned with or that I work with are freaking out about it right now, if they know what's going on. Let's see. Facebook or Meta has said, this is their statement, that they have tightened what kinds of content are available for recommendations. It's always, recommendations have always excluded certain categories. Under their guidelines, under Meta's guidelines, allowed content may be visible, but it just won't be auto-recommended to new audiences. So what this means to me is that it's always, you were never supposed to be recommended if you were selling controlled substances, be it booze or other things. There's lots of rules with like sharp objects, stabby objects, or things that shoot things. There's always been rules about that. And you see it like on YouTube or Facebook when people are streaming, they're afraid of saying certain words. You see that because it'll flag it. And there is a risk then that you'll get not recommended to people. That's a real thing and it happens. I think that what we are seeing is a tightening of the restrictions that were always in place. I also don't think it matters. Like if you're a business and you're freaking out because you got some kind of thing in your email that says that you're not being recommended anymore, I think it's okay. Because recommendations from the algorithm should not be what is driving your traffic. That's not how you want to be getting new customers. That if you were relying on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or something to send people to your business, you are doing it wrong. That is not the way to do it. We are the people that are supposed to be sending people to each other. We're supposed to be driving traffic to the places that we love, that we support, that we believe in. And you should be making content that builds that. You should not be trying to have Facebook send people to your business. Like that's ads are a whole different thing to get your content in front of people, but none of this affects your ads. Like that's also important to know. Southridge Brewing says, all hail the algorithm. Southridge Brewing, I'm curious, did you guys get affected by this? Are you one of the places that got some kind of email that says that you are not being recommended to people? Because even that statement is funny, because like if you were, and I don't know, I recommended you yesterday, and so I don't care what Facebook says. Like I'm going to recommend you tomorrow. I'm going to get on Facebook, and I'm going to recommend you. And that doesn't change anything. It's still, yes, we did. It still is working the way it should work. Don't rely on the algorithm to recommend. Rely on people that have been to your business, that know who you are, to recommend you. That's what we want. Forget the algorithm. Let's do this the right way. Let's have people that know what you're doing send the people that they know would like that thing to you. The whole thing sounds crazy to me that I'm even saying it out loud. But I'm going to say it. Okay. If you're a business, you want people that know about your business to send other people that would like that business to you to partake in your business. That's it. Who cares about the algorithm? Screw the algorithm. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. We want people, and we want to connect with people and send them to the places that we love. That's the same as it's always been. That's the same as it always will be. To hell with everything else. I don't care. I don't care about the algorithm. I don't care. And I think if you're a business and you are freaking out about this, you're missing the whole point. It's fine. Everything's fine. See, Ryan says, I recommended Southridge to two different people last week. Ryan, you weren't supposed to. Didn't you get the email? They're not recommended anymore. None of them are recommended. It's so dumb. It's all dumb. That's it. I don't have anything else to say about this. Forget this little happy Facebook robot that I had AI designed for me. Look at that little artwork. It's this little happy robot with a thumbs up on his back, and he's marching down a street getting ready to smash a bar and a brewery and another brewery. He's going to smash them with his hammer. A little happy robot guy, and everybody's scared in the windows. That's good artwork. Doesn't matter, though. None of it's important. Moving on. Is this good or is it bad? Oh, no. Oh, see, Julia recommended Southridge to a few people over the last few weeks as well. Jeez. Julia, you're breaking the rules. You're not supposed to recommend them. Didn't you get the email? Didn't Meta tell you you're not supposed to do that? Look, is alcohol going to kill us? that's, I guess, maybe behind all of this. Maybe that's behind all of this, this band recommending whatever thing that is happening. There is something strange happening in the world right now that I think is concerning. It feels like there is some kind of strange battle between drinkers and non-drinkers. And this idea of, is it okay or is it not okay? Does it affect society? Does it affect our health? This battle is raging on between these two sides. And then most of America is just sitting right in the middle and has no idea that it's going on. It feels strange. The news article that kind of spawned all of this for me, this thinking and this chaos in my brain, there's a study that came out that says that light drinkers have a lower risk of coronary heart disease, stroke, or sudden cardiac death. That's people that have 1 to 2 drinks a day. Those people are better off than non-drinkers. They are less likely to drop dead than non-drinkers. There's a lot of interpretation to that. A professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, who led the AHA review, said that studies consistently show that light drinkers, that's 1 to 2 drinks a day, live longer than both heavy drinkers and abstainers. Most studies that look at mortality demonstrate this effect. It's remarkable, he said. I've made this kind of joke with friends and family and stuff. I'm a cigar smoker. I love smoking cigars. It's a hobby on the weekends. I love having a cigar and a drink and relaxing. And there was a study back in like the 70s, I think, that studied cigar smokers, pipe smokers, cigarette smokers, and non-smokers. And when this study was done, it showed that pipe smokers live longer than everybody else. And then cigar smokers live longer than everybody else other than pipe smokers. Then non-smokers, and then cigarette smokers. I subscribe to that. I think there's something to it. I don't know what that thing is. I have beliefs on what that thing is, and a lot of it revolves around stress and your ability to sit down and relax. I think that is key to almost all of this. But I think that with that study and with this whole drinking thing, I think that there are things that people are not taking into consideration when they say that smoking or drinking or I can't think of another skydiving. I don't know another dangerous activity. There are things that we're not taking into consideration when we talk about these things that prolong your life. And alcohol itself is not evil. Although this one smells evil, it's not evil. The overindulgence of anything is probably going to be bad for you. The underindulgence of anything might not be as good for you. I think that everything should be consumed in moderation, if you're able to. Like, I get that there are some people that are allergic to things or can't do things for other reasons. That's fine. Like, I'm not talking about that. But I think everything should be consumed in moderation, be it vegetables, be it meat, be it alcohol, be it a cigar every once in a while. I think it's good for you. I think you should. And I think that this is my opinions. Please don't ban me, Meta. I think it's fine. I'm not a doctor, obviously. I think it's good for you. I think it makes me live longer. Me personally. I think I can say that. Now I'm worried that I'm going to get dropped off the face of the planet. I don't know how any of this works anymore. Let's see. I've fallen behind on all of the chats here. Let's see. Chris says they have a lower occurrence of enjoying life too. I don't know who we're referring to. People are mixing their decongestants. Don't do that. That I can say that you should not mix things together without consultation of your doctor. I think I should say that out loud. Chris says there's so many sick people at the office. Also helps fight a hangover. Wow. Yeah, we don't encourage mixing drugs at all. We don't encourage drugs at all on the show. I think that's how we get banned. That's how we get shut down. Oh, geez, Julia's eating asbestos. Don't do that. Don't ever eat asbestos at all. Asbestos. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, no. This is going to be the end of the show, guys, because we're now encouraging people to consume carcinogens. No. Alcohol in moderation might be good for you. That's the whole point of this. vitamin C. I can encourage vitamin C, but the decongestants and asbestos, certainly I can't. Oh, Lord. This is not good at all. Okay. Here's what we do. We're going to drink this down a little bit, and then we're going to put some booze in it. Okay, we'll figure this out. It's not good. It just tastes skunky and not soft and... What is it? Soft and something is what it's supposed to be. It was supposed to be a delicious beer. Soft, strong, and malty, but has ease. I feel like it's... I don't think it's any of that. It's not soft. It's not strong and malty. And there is no ease to it. Man, they missed on all of them. Ryan says, would Doritos dust help the asbestos chips taste better? Yes. Yes, it would. Julia says, for anyone concerned, I have cold and sinus. I think that's a pill? Pillow? What is a pillow? Pillow, like 3 hours before I started my beer, and I only licked the asbestos tiles to see what it tasted like. I think that's okay. Depends which side of the tile you lick. Okay, we should figure this out with another game, though. Do I have any other booze? I have four boozes. Okay. I need two other things. Is there any other booze in the studio? Oh yeah, we got some. Okay, I got more things. Okay, we can do this. We can figure this out. I think in here, there's. Oh yeah, we keep that hidden away, and then over here. Okay. All right. There's always more booze tucked away. We got our peppermint schnapps that was tucked away in the rafters, and then I had this little half bottle of Fireball. That'll work. Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six different boozes. Somebody's going to have to remember these things for me. Okay. Find... Where did I put the dice? Okay. Here's our die. Die. Because when it's one, it's a die. I know that. I'm going to put that in here. Okay. We're going to put these in order from, you can't see this, so it doesn't matter, from left to right. We've got Jepson's Malort is number one. Number two is Zierbin's. Number three, the one that I've just desperately wanted to drink the whole night, Bekarovka. Four, we've got Nixta, again, the corn booze. Five, Fireball. And six, Peppermint Schnapps. Okay. Anybody else want to gamble this again? If I roll your number, you got to do a shot of Malort the next time we're together. We're still talking about asbestos. Okay. Chris says, your left or my right? I don't even know. From here to here. All right. Somebody pick some numbers. All right. Julia says 4. Marco's already got to drink one shot of Malort. Julia with a 4. Whatever I roll, I'm dumping in this terrible soft, strong, malty. What is it? Soft, strong, malty with ease beer. Oh, look at Julia keeping all of the things in order. Marco's sticking with a 5. It does not cancel out. If I roll another 5, you got to drink 2 shots of Malort. Anybody else getting in on this before we reveal the number? Come on. I need at least one more person to gamble on this. Oh, I got a couple. So Southridge Brewing has a 4. Marco with a 5. We're getting ready to roll. If you want your picks, put them in now. Vic's Vapor Rebels Booze. It's good. Josh said a 4. So we've got a bunch of 4s. I got a 7 coming in. I've got my pick right now. If your pick comes in, you can still, whatever. I don't know. One more move. Okay. Here we go. It is, if you can't see that, it's a 3. That is a 3, which, oh, I won. I got the one I wanted to. Bekarovka. So we're going to put some of the delicious Vic's Vapor Rub right into my beer. Yes. Yes. Let's see if that helps things. Might have to do more. Oh, it's already getting better. Oh, yes. Yes. This is only going to improve things. All right, we got to give it a little swirl. A little happy swirl. Ah, the skunk is gone. No, he's still there. He's there, but he's hiding now. He's hiding behind some kind of medicine cabinet of elixirs. Ah, I think you're all safe from your pick. All right. Chris said a 7. I didn't even catch that. Hmm. You know what? That did make it better. Not only did it make it better, it made it good. Yeah. Oh. Oh, it keeps going. Oh, yeah, that's good. It is now soft, strong, and with ease. Yeah. All right. Mikaline, you need to hire me because I can fix all of your problems. I can fix your date coding. I recommend, this is a freebie, I recommend you go month, date, year. Just put it on there. And then put a little packaged on. That's fine. And if you want to flip the month and the date, that's fine. We'll figure it out. We can manage. But put packaged on, month, date, or date, month. That's fine. And year. That's a freebie. Everything else, recipe-wise, you can hire me. And I'll show up with my little cup with my dice or die. Dice would be fun. We'll have that many different flavors that we can just stash away into your terrible soft booze. We'll fix it. We can do this. We can do this together. This is the role that I've been destined for, to fix your bad beer. Eric says, three shall be the number, and the number shall be three. Two shall not be the number unless through process to... What? What are you talking about? Okay. It's on the Orthodox calendar. Look, as long as we understand what anybody is talking about when they put things on their beer, date-wise, who cares? Like, it doesn't have to be normal. It just has to be understandable. And Monday the 22nd does not help. Oh, Julia says it's from Monty Python. My bad, homie. Okay. Cheers, everybody. Look, I appreciate all of you guys. If you have not bought your tickets for this week's Gnarly Gnome Gabir Gadinner at Gilligan's, please, please buy your tickets. It's going to be a ton of fun. It is this week. We are running out of time. Get your tickets. Show up. Hang out with me. It's going to be, dare I say, epic? I think I say epic. There will probably not be any Bekarovka, probably not any Malort, probably none of this. And I can say that, well, you know what? I can't say for sure, because afterwards, who knows what's going to happen if we venture over to the bar. But it's not part of the dinner, I can tell you that. What I can tell you is that every course is paired with something that that actually is designed to go with it. I've been to a lot of different beer dinners where people just randomly, what seems like randomly, pick beers to go with what seems like random dishes. And that is not the way to do things. That's not the way anybody wants things to be done. That's a waste of your money and a waste of the time and energy of the people that show up to make these things happen. That's not something that I would put my name behind. This is going to be fun. It's going to be really fun, and the food's going to be good, and the beer's going to be good. Yeah, just be there. Please get your tickets. I'll see you there. I'll be hanging out, drinking heavily, because... Yeah, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen in the world around us? We all need to drink heavily when we can. Drink responsibly, but heavily. Responsibly. I'm not encouraging anybody to drink irresponsibly, because that would probably be against terms of service, and I would never, never, never do that. The magazine is coming along very nicely. I'm only, I think now... 3 weeks behind schedule, so I think we're in a good spot. It's very stressful. Behind the scenes, I am getting ready to start another work project that is going to consume a whole bunch of time. That is it'll be fine. It'll all be fine. It'll help all of this work, because it's work. But with that, it's going to get really busy. This is going to be the busiest year that I think I've ever had in my life. It's also going to be, hopefully, the year with the most content that I've ever produced in my life. That's the goal, at least. I'm shooting for... two podcasts every week, an episode of this, The Weekly Pint, and then an episode of either Cincy Brewcast or Drinking with a Gnome every week. Then we are hopefully going to be producing long-form YouTube content. I'm shooting for, I have a number in my head of videos that I want at the end of the year to be out there. And then I have another number of short form videos on both YouTube and Instagram, and maybe even TikTok. I don't even care about TikTok, but I'll put some stuff up there. It's going to be a busy year. It's going to be a really busy year. we'll see how it works. At this time next year, ask me if I regret any of this, because I might. Zach says we need more merch, including underwear. I think once I made underwear. I can't remember. Maybe if Zach, I'll make a deal with you. If I make underwear, I need you to buy the underwear and take a picture of yourself in the underwear so that I can post it in the store of somebody wearing the underwear, and then I'll do it. I did. So it's not live yet, but I did finalize everything for the online store, to get subscriptions active for the magazine, for Cincy Drinks magazine. That is technically active. It's just not, you can't find it. Well, you probably could find it if you were smart. Nobody's smart enough. You can't figure it out. If you do, this is probably the cheapest that you can find it right now because the price is not set in stone, but it is active. So if you find it right now and subscribe, I'll give it to you. If you find, that's fun. So if you find the link to subscribe to Cincy Drinks Magazine right now, if you find it, I'll give it to you for whatever that price is that it is set at. Otherwise, it'll be public in the next week or two. There is no digital only link active yet. That's a project for this week. But I say all that because that means that the store is alive again, sort of. It's again not live, but it is active. There is a store, and so we're gonna roll some of the new merch into that. Which means that Nomies will be getting merch in the next couple months. We're gonna put together a box of some exclusive stuff, and then some of the new line that is going to be active for anybody to purchase. And you'll get all of that along with the first issue of the magazine, which, man. I'm so excited for you guys to see this thing. I will give the only hint that I'm giving with the content of the first issue is that I am putting the finishing touches on the cover story tomorrow. That's all I'm saying, and that's all you guys need to know. Is that finishing touches on the cover story happen tomorrow. So if you see me out and about tomorrow, ask me what I'm passionate about and I might tell you. I might. Or I might just give you a shot of Bekarovka. Cheers, everybody. Look, I appreciate all of you hanging out with me. I appreciate all of you downloading podcasts when they are up. I know that Cincy Brewcast, Drinking with a Gnome have been sporadic, to say the least, over the last year. I promise it's all leading towards the biggest year that we've ever seen, and the best content that we've ever seen. The drink scene here in Cincinnati is it's in a good spot. There's the best products that have been made are being made. The best people that are making those products are here. And there's a lot of fun stuff to look forward to. Thank you for supporting me. I support all of you guys in whatever it is you do. If you have something you want the world to know about, reach out. Tell me about it. Because going forward, there's some fun, some collaborative opportunities with that. let's put it at that. Let's leave it at that. There's some fun opportunities coming up to keep growing this world. Okay, Zach wants to know if I ever discussed more about the awesome Blake's Craft Beer podcast with you and Truth Beer and Brewings Skies. Okay, I had to do something and come back on. Okay, I didn't, but I'm pretty sure that either, I'm going to say we, but Truth Beer Pod will probably cover it tomorrow on their show. Or Maybe I'll do an after show. For all of you gnomies, after show. What time is it? Oh yeah, 10:30. Let's do an after show. If you want to talk about all of that, jump onto the after show. Head over to Patreon in like 3 minutes, and we'll play more dice games and drink booze. Cheers. Thank all of you for hanging out with us. If you want to support this or any of the stuff that I do, go to thegnarlygnome.com/support. If you want to listen to any of these shows that we've talked about, go listen to those shows. I don't know what to tell you. We'll be back next week. Thank you. I love every one of you. After show. Let's do this thing. We'll see you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Cheers, everybody. After show, I'm just drinking Bekarovka. That's all. Bekarovka. Get your Bekarovka ready, because that's all we're drinking. We Bekarovkais. Bekarovkites. We are Bekarovkin. We are Bekarovkin. The after show.